The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And thank you for calling in, and thank you for tuning in to Generations Radio here. I'm Percy Ihara, your host every week, and 52 weeks out of the year, we're here. And so thanks for tuning in, and thanks to those of you that listen to our radio show on our website. It's a podcast there. Go to generations808.com, click on the TV radio shows, and then scroll down. You'll see all the past shows that we've done. It's amazing how many, you know, how many people love the radio show and email and call me and text me. Because you can text me, it's okay. Just make sure, if you know that, you know, don't ask me to buy you iTunes cards and things like that. Because I got scammed a couple of times. I didn't buy them, but just want to let you know. I don't do that. If you do that kind of stuff, I know it's a scam. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. We hear every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690. They're also on FM, by the way, if you're in an area that takes FM. I believe it's 94.3, right? It's FM. So sometimes in my car, I don't want to switch to AM. I'll just leave it on FM and keep it on my, I save it for my one of my dials there. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. You know, as we get older, I just turned 60, by the way. Yay. And gosh, now I can consider myself a senior, even though I don't feel like one. But it's amazing. We are, you know, the 60 is a new 40 today, and vice versa. And sometimes people think they're older, but, you know, as we get older, we have to think differently. We have to start preparing, and actually should be starting preparing for your retirement in your 40s and 50s. You know, I didn't really start planning until I was got in this industry at 42, and I realized, hey, I better start planning. So anyway, for full disclosure, I always do this now. My day job is a reverse mortgage. I'm with Mutual of Omaha Mortgage. My license number is 582-944, so I always have to mention that. So people realize that, because I've been getting questions about reverse mortgages throughout the day, people in the magazine. So you'll see stuff in a magazine from us, Mutual of Omaha Mortgage. And we have a sister company here. It's actually been here a long, long time, Mutual of Omaha, the advisors, the insurance side, investment side. So we have their sales manager Garrett Wheeler on a call with us here. So welcome to the show, Garrett. Can you hear me, Mr. Garrett?
Yes.
There you are. Okay. Joshua is our engineer here. He's got the gig out. I just tell him press the button. Okay. We're all set there.
Great. But,
so welcome to the show, Garrett. And so you know, tell everybody who you are, what you guys do at Mutual of Omaha.
Oh, first of all, Garrett Wheeler. I'm the district sales manager. New title they gave me, sales director for Mutual of Omaha Advisors.
Wow,
here.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, you know the other thing, Percy? You just mentioned 60 is the new 40.
Yeah.
Well, I just had a birthday a week ago at 55, and my wife reminded me. She's a little younger than I am, but she had to make this comment that now I can get 10% at places. So is the 55 the new 35? So is 55 the new 35 since 60 is the new 40?
Yeah, you know, the biggest, you know, we do resource guides in a magazine every issue just about. And
yeah.
The biggest one, the most popular one we request is August, September. We typically have senior discounts, and people clamor for that thing. Man. It's amazing. And who knew? I never knew Foodland had discount for seniors on certain days. Ross's is Tuesdays,
yeah,
and I think their age is 55, by the way.
Yes, you know that I'm right next to Don Quixote in the Pan Am building, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm very familiar, and now all of a sudden I can participate in that discount.
Does Daiei have a discount for seniors?
Don Quixote does.
Don Quixote, right?
Yes, you're aging yourself with Daiei, huh?
Oh, yeah, I used to live, when I was in college in the late 70s, I used to live right behind it.
Yes.
In a condo right behind it with my two Gila brothers.
Is that right?
Buddies and a guy from Kona. Two from Kona, two from Gila. We had five of us.
Hey, right.
Squished
on.
In a condominium. But
those are the days, huh?
Oh, those are the good days, you know, that we the music can still understand the words, you know, and have
absolutely.
Rhythm. You know, and look at all the a lot of see a lot of commercials today. They're using old songs from back in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
What know? Is old is new again, huh?
Why this thing there's a little more meaning. I think we value life a little differently. We move a little slower. Everything now is such a fast pace. Which,
yes,
I
don't know about you personally, but as I get older, life seems to go by a little quicker.
It really does. Tomorrow's the last day of January, right? Isn't it?
It's crazy. I know.
A month already.
It is nuts, I'm telling you. But I'm glad we're here today to talk about retirement planning. And by the way, you know, given our limited time together, and of course, you just sprung this interview on
yeah,
me,
we had a cancellation
late last
the last
night.
Minute.
Yes, but since we're sister companies, hey, you always help me out, so I'm glad to help you out.
Garrett.
So I'd like to focus on, you know, high-level general concepts, but I'd love to share whatever questions you have. I'll let you take the lead.
Yeah, I was in Omaha. Our name changed finally. We were bought out a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now. We got name finally got changed to Mutual of All Mortgage. I was in Omaha, Nebraska. In November, and from one of the windows I could see Warren Buffett's office.
Hey, you know, you're with a great company, and welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
110-year-old company.
Fortune 500, you know, in addition to that, it's a Midwestern company, has long-standing history here in Hawaii, so I'm so glad
you're a part
of it.
I didn't know that. Mutual of Omaha has been in Hawaii since, what, the 60s, 50s?
Somewhere in that ballpark, but I do remember the Wild Kingdom. Remember that? We talked about that, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't show you the pictures when I was in Omaha. You know, Omaha.
You did. Did
I show you that?
Yes, with snakes and all kinds of
snakes,
things you had.
Alligator and a baby cute 3-month-old kangaroo.
Ah.
Yeah.
Awesome, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, Warren Buffett, he's the guy over there, but Mutual of Omaha has been there 110 years. It's amazing.
You know, Percy, talking about Warren Buffett, you know, given his hometown is in Omaha, regarding retirement planning, he said, do not save what is left after spending. He says, instead, spend what is left after saving. So it's that whole pay yourself first, because what you don't see, you don't miss kind of thing, right?
Right. Well, I mean, he's been so successful, and in fact, my friend goes, yeah, I know where he eats lunch, too. I go, let's go to the restaurant where he eats lunch. A very simple guy,
yes.
You know, but so, you know, it's interesting because, you know, and what sparked me is that I just did my review of my life insurance, and, you know, I bought, you know, before the mortgage company bought Mutual of Omaha, bought our mortgage company, I actually bought long-term care insurance from Mutual of Omaha 2 years ago. And it just happened that, they bought us. And, I just bought a policy from them. But I was doing my review yesterday with my insurance agent and brought up a lot of things that, you know, I kind of knew but wasn't sure. And I think everybody needs to review their life insurance policies, whatever financial products you have. Mm-hmm. But retirement, you know, like I said, you know, at 42 when I got in this business, I never really thought about retirement. But more so today, especially now my wife wants to retire at some point. I don't probably plan on retiring. You know, so much, but I think it's just something that I think, you know, you guys are professionals in that, in planning retirement. So I want to hear more of your take. And what do you see going on in the younger community as well?
You know, Gallup did a survey, a research survey, and you know what the primary concern of most Americans is? Having enough money in retirement is the number one financial concern for most Americans.
That's just the biggest concern. Bigger than dying.
It's amazing, isn't it?
That's right. I've seen that report.
And you and I know pensions are not that common anymore.
No.
You know, and that's why they're a lot more 401ks and IRA focused instead of pensions, right?
Yeah. It's just something that people, you know, so I was talking to a client the other day and said, yeah, you know, when you took this job 30 years ago, nobody really thought about working for the state, city, federal, because it doesn't pay as much.
Yep. You know, for me, I planning for retirement is one of the most important things you can do for yourself. We know that.
And your wife and your kids.
And that old saying, right, Percy, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Well, that's certainly true for retirement planning.
Yeah, it's different today. I mean, I was telling some people out there, who knew I had a 401k, I had some investments, and who knew you could lose money in your 401k and when the market tanked and after 9/11 and 2008 financial crisis, you know, and it's just amazing. People need to be educated themselves, and especially when you're getting ready to retire or you are already retired. It's really important to understand those things and have a – you know, everybody I talk to, I always ask them, you got to have a financial advisor. You know,
great. It's not a do-it-yourself project.
No,
you know?
No, no. I was telling people that, yeah, my clutch. I had a stick back in the day, and I had a clutch, and my clutch went out. I was like, I don't know how to fix this thing, and it's amazing. This one mechanic told me you do it this way, and this other mechanic told me this way. I said, two ways to fix this thing. One costs $1,000. One costs $187. How can that be?
Which one do you want? Right.
Yep. And the 187 did just as good as a $1,000 repair.
see, you know, and there's many retirement considerations that you may want to look at, such as people living longer. You know, they require more money for longevity. But like we said, company pensions are becoming a thing of the past, right? And inflation's another concern, and the future of Social Security is unknown.
Yeah, I can't remember what the last statistic I saw. They're solvent until 2038 or 36, but then 5 years ago it was 2042. So let's say in 2025, is that number going to go down to 2030? So it is something that, you know, it's a hot potato. Nobody on Wall Street or Capital wants to deal with this, but it is a major drag. There are more people over 60 than under the age of 18, so less people putting into Social Security and also Medicare. It's something that I think, you know, never thought about it too much, but now because the baby boomers are taking care of their parents and now they're realizing, oh, they had pension. We don't got pension, honey. What are we going to do? So it is something that, you know, I was talking to your agents yesterday about, we really need to start doing a more comprehensive, holistic plan of retirement living. And from a financial point of view and a healthcare point of view as well.
Absolutely. You know, for us today, you know, many know us as an insurance company, but all of our advisors coming on board with us, and by the way, we're always looking for good people here. And as we bring them on, we explain to them, today it's a lot more comprehensive. We require people to get their securities license to be able to help with investments as well as insurance, all the way down to estate planning with wills and trusts. So exactly what you're pointing out, the need to be more comprehensive, I think Mutual is on board with that.
Yeah, I think a lot of agents in the brokerage side that only do investments are realizing that, or they're partnering with somebody that already has that experience, because it's not that easy. You can't learn this overnight, but it's really about the whole client, you know.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, really important.
You know, Bob Yee, our managing director, he simplifies things for our new guys, putting it this way. There's PNDCs that we look at: problems, needs, desires, and concerns. We never lead with a product. We're always talking about the process, exactly what you're talking about, Percy, sitting down with people and finding out comprehensively what they need, you know?
Yep. And it's something that as we deal with more clients over 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, I call it financial gerontology.
Hey, all right. You know? Yes. Have you trademarked that yet?
No, I was at a conference a couple of years ago, and somebody else brought it up, and I said it's just two words. But gerontology is a study of aging.
Yes.
And but this is more for aging and from a financial point of view, because I was talking to an insurance agent the other day. My son's getting older. How much longer do we need to pay this life insurance policy? Because typically the policy is just to make sure if anybody's passed away before he's out of college, you know, would pay the bills or pay the mortgage off. Well, our mortgage will be paid off so pretty soon. So what else do we need? You know, investments in recurring income.
Gotcha.
So people talk about annuities or retirement planning. It's just really recurring income. You know, when you retire, you're going to have a certain amount of money. So a lot of baby boomers now are starting to learn that slowly as we do workshops, you know, and that, yeah, their parents, when they sift through their parents' information, insurance, investments, property, they go, Dad has Social Security and has a pension. Oh, his pension's pretty good. Or when Dad passed away, Mom had a pension from Dad. Yeah, because when Dad retired, he took less money to make sure that when he passed away, part of his pension goes to the wife, your mom. So it's just something I definitely see more and more people looking from a financial point of view and retirement point of view more so comprehensively. Good. Before they just did, yeah, I'll get a pension or I'll live on Social Security, I have my 401k. Isn't there so much more than your Social Security and 401k, isn't it?
Yes. You know, we use the metaphor of a bridge, Percy. You know, there are two major areas of focus that must be considered for a complete financial strategy, as you put it. You know, on one side of that bridge is the pillar of protection, right? Mostly focusing on insurance, as you pointed out. But then on the other side of the bridge is the pillar that focuses on wealth accumulation, building it up. But one aspect that many people don't focus on is income planning. Now that you've accumulated this wealth, how do you distribute it in a tax-efficient way, you know?
Well, either taxable or non-taxable.
Actually, hey, there are many ways to save, yes, for retirement on a, yes, tax-favored basis, right? Yeah. And your listeners, if they have access to employer programs, they need to find out about that. Because if they're not participating, especially if there's matches, they're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, well, the newest thing through AARP and a couple politicians here, ever since they passed what's called a Secure Act. Have you been following? I'm not sure if you've been following. It just happened this January 1st.
Okay.
Where the new law is allowing certain companies, if you work 20 to 30 hours, and don't quote me on this, you can Google it, look it up. 20 to 30 hours that you have access to a retirement plan through the company, if the company has a plan. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's just new, and I just
caught wind of it.
Secure Act. I heard about this just the other day, mm-hmm, last Saturday, and I was Googling that. And I said, wow, that's kind of good for small companies.
It's an acronym, right?
Yeah. But I think what you brought up, and guys, if you're listening, write this down, what Garrett just said, and it's been around the same for around, but it is so true, and we always say hope's not a plan. If you fail to plan, you're planned to fail. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really important. Make that your mantra. If you're looking at early retirement or, you know, I'm 60 now, if anything, maybe 70, 72, I might think about slowing down. And I don't have a physical job. As long as I can talk and think, I'm good. You know, but my wife wants to retire earlier. But, you know, so many people, we just did this workshop last week at the Veterans Center in Salt Lake, about 50 people there. And about a third of them said, I hope my kids take care of me. I hope my money lasts. You know, I hope I stay healthy. I said, well, hope's a plan. But that's why we do the workshops. Mm-hmm. We give you information and I can take the water to you, but you got to drink it. So it's really important that people realize that. You know, we're going to give you really unbiased information. I'm not going to tell you, you know, what to do, but I'll just tell you, these things will help you make a better quality of life. And in fact, next workshop is February 6th in the Alamona Pacific Building at the Abe Lee Real Estate Office. And it's from 9 to 11. And you can go on our website, email me, or you can give me a call. You know, I'll give you the number later on. But I know, Garrett, I know later on, with second half of the show, we want to talk about Mutual of Omaha and that you are looking for employees. But
absolutely. You know, Percy, just getting back to that Secure Act, because mm-hmm, it's such in the forefront right now, you, yep, know. And as I mentioned, that Secure Act, Secure being an acronym, stating setting every community up for retirement enhancement. That's the act, right? And essentially, our politicians realize how important it is to protect our kupuna, you know, preventing older Americans from outliving their assets. So they need, you know, this far-reaching bill to help with access to tax advantage accounts. And that's what, mm-hmm, this is all about. So that's great, yep, that they're doing that.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it, but, you know, this financial advisor last Saturday told me about it. I Googled it the other night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
It's only in the last month. Actually, yeah. December 19th, 2019, yeah, the Senate approved it. So it's real new, you know. So we're getting all kinds of information, and I'm glad you're up on it. That's great.
Yeah. I get stuff sent to me almost every day, and, yep, so I look at stuff. But it's really important. I think, you know, a lot of people listening now are taking care of their parents. A lot of my friends still listen to it. It's kind of funny. You go, oh, You listen to it. I said, are you at the studio every Saturday? I said, no, we tape these, and I don't go in on Saturday, Sunday. When we first started, I would. I would come to the studio on Saturdays. And after a while, you know, my son got stuff to do. I got to do stuff with my son. So
of course.
We taped them. But, yeah, it's just something that everybody we talk to now, yep. You know, I don't know how I can change my tire, you know, if I'm not wearing dress clothes. I have my doctor, I have a trainer, a physical therapist, you know, financial advisor.
Well, I think many of your listeners know how much you do for our community, especially the Kupuna, you know, and primarily for us, you know, retirees face some big financial risks that can devastate their retirement security. You mm-hmm. know that mm-hmm. with all that you do. So for us, creating that solid plan is critical. It's imperative, you know, to manage these risks. We have three big risks that we are talking about today, Percy. Timing, inflation, and longevity. You know, seeking to manage these is a key, we believe, to enjoying greater retirement security.
Yeah, we don't have to live perfect lives.
Nope. Life is unpredictable, isn't it?
It's, unfortunately, we see friends or family or neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Find out they have liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, had a stroke. You know, it's just something. That's why we try to be proactive. I said, read the magazine. We have a lot of great information in there. Take it to heart, because I'm out quite a bit throughout the town. I'm at the Capitol 11 months out of the year, and lobbying for things and helping with Kupuna Caucus. And it's just something that we got to take it to heart, mm-hmm. you know. And it's something that's, you know, if we don't do things now, something's going to happen down the road. And you want to see your grandkids, you want to see more of your grandkids, you want to see them grow up, you want to see them get married, whatever it is. You want to continue to play sports and golf or play softball or bowling, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And to travel for couples, you know, travel together, because once one passes away or one becomes a wheelchair walker, it's hard. Unless you're like my parents, that they both use scooters now in Vegas. They're actually there right now.
And remind me their ages.
90 and 91.
Amazing. That is wonderful.
Yeah, and they're there for the Super Bowl. They're in Vegas.
Awesome. That is so exciting.
I called them up to take them to dinner. He goes, hey, we're in Vegas. I said, oh, that's right.
They're doing more than you are, man.
I'll tell you, they have a lot more fun. And my mom always says, you know, smile and be happy, but that's what keeps us going.
Yes,
that's really
man.
What it is. But when you say timing, but how can you time investments?
Timing is not a good idea. You know, imagine this, Percy. Imagine every cent of every asset that you had was tied up in stocks, in mutual funds. And let's say the market is in the tank, but unfortunately you're forced to pull income from it because that's all you have. You're not diversified as you tell people to do. Mm-hmm. That is a risk. The fact that the market is down and by chance, you have to pull money out of the market when it's in a poor position. You know, that's they call it technically sequence of returns risk, but essentially it's bad timing, you know. But unfortunately, everything you have is in the market, so you're not diversified.
Yeah, that's what people – that slowly people are learning about that ever since 9/11 and 2008, sequence of risk.
Yes. Absolutely.
So if you don't know what that is, give Garrett a call. You can talk to one of his many agents over there.
Yep. Sequence of returns. You know, and you point out so importantly that, you know, people need to understand that a financial strategy is not just one item. It's all encompassing.
Yes.
You know, and it only works when you have a fully evaluated, you know, when you actually have fully evaluated your situation, because everybody's different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's life's different. It depends whether they have a spouse or not, depending on if they're going to inherit any money nowadays. We're thinking about that. You know, it's been the largest transfer of wealth when all the baby boomers' parents mm-hmm. pass on.
Yes.
And they
got
to really look at that and factor in things. Maybe you're not going to inherit any money, but we just got to factor that in. But, you know, sequence of risk is huge. And I've seen, in fact, I was with a client just before I came on the studio here. They were thinking about pulling money out of their 401k. And they stopped the second, well, let's use some of our home equity. So they couldn't qualify for home equity loans. So they called me up, saying, you know, we want a reverse mortgage home equity line. I said, that works. So after an hour and a half, he goes, yep, looks like it works.
Terrific. You know, the question often comes up, Percy, you know, saving for retirement. How much is enough, right? How much is enough?
I just read an article. Is a million enough?
You know, that's a good question. You know, that used to be the magic number, right?
Wait. You said used to be?
Well,
million's not enough?
Put it this way. The first step in identifying your retirement objectives, because everyone is unique.
Yes.
Where will you live, number one? Will you continue working? A lot of people are working after 65 years old.
Or 70. I know guys still working at 70.
Absolutely. What expenses will you have? You need to take an inventory of all of this stuff so you fully understand it, right? Now, you mentioned, $1 million, Garrett. Is that not enough? Well, put it this way. Let's say someone had $1 million and they came to my office and plopped it on the table. Someone at, let's say, 70 years old, let's say the factor was 6% that we'd pay out. You drop $1 million, we give you $60,000 a year. You can
do that. That's a lot, 6% in today's market.
Yeah, let's say we could do that. I'm not saying we could, but let's say we did. Over a period of 20 years, what would that add up to be, right? When you figure that out, well, that's guaranteed income, though. So I tell people, look into that. But the factor of $1 million, that used to be the magic number. Today, it depends on the person,
absolutely.
It always has.
Okay. Hey, good information, guys. We're going to take a short break. Garrett's going to come back on talking about Mutual of Omaha's risk and longevity and inflation. And we're going to talk about Mutual of Omaha in general. It's a great, great company. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. So hang on, Garrett.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Have you heard about Phytan, wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Phytan Free Body Care daily at the Phytan Hawaii Shop, located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Phytan products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long Shrugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience, Phytan. For more information, click on phytanhawaii.com. That's phytanhawaii.com.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So thank you and welcome back to Generations Radio. And don't forget, got to go to our website, generations808.com, and click on the resources tab. The search bar, you can click on that and type in Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, insurance, elder abuse, whatever. It'll pull up all the articles. That search engine is very, very well done, and it searches articles. So this is beginning part of January. Our February March issue coming out in a couple weeks. It usually comes out about the second week of the month, every other month. And this one, we're gonna see how you guys feel about that. That cover story is called "Choosing Peace: Our Care, Our Choice." It's the new law from 2019. The medical aid in dying, and we featured a pharmacist that does the mixing of the concoction. We talked to the biggest lobbyist, public. He really helped get this ongoing. John Radcliffe, who you may know, very big in the Democratic Party, and also Dr. Chuck Miller, who was from retired Kaiser, but he also helps Kaiser navigate and really their. They're one of the few people really doing this this process with the medical aid in dying. So everybody has what I like about it. It gives you choice. It's really important. We have a lot of great articles and partners in there as well. So check that out. It'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. It'll be on our website usually about the second to third day of the month. So about second or third of February, it'll be on our website if you want to pull it down for there. Direct mail should be coming out pretty soon if you can subscribe. You'll see it on there as well. So check it out or just go to generations808.com. By the way, the survey is already done. We gave you December, January to fill it out. We had nearly 200 people fill out a survey. Great news. And I'm glad we're doing what you want us to do, but by providing great stories, articles, information. So thank you very much for those. We will announce the Las Vegas trip winner. And also we're giving away 5 subscriptions for free for a year, and we'll get that out to you as well once we sift through all the surveys that were sent in, be it email or the hard copy. They took it out of the magazine and mailed it into our office. So thank you very much. Like I mentioned earlier, my day job, the reverse mortgage. I'm a Mutual of Omaha Mortgage, and our sister company here in Hawaii has been here a long, long time, Mutual of Omaha Advisors. You may know the Wild Kingdom, a show back in the, what's that, 70s and 60s? I think it was up in the late 80s. And they had one of the best zoos in the country, by the way. It's either San Diego or Omaha Zoo. It's great. But, yeah, so Garrett Wheeler, the district, is that correct, Garrett, district sales manager?
That's correct. That's correct. District sales manager for Mutual of Omaha here in Hawaii.
Great. And we're talking about, so yeah, you know, I'm 60 and I was just golfing with my fraternity brothers last Sunday. And, you know, some are retired, some are still working, but some of them that are retired really are, have questions about, you know, when to take money out, how long we're going to live. And so we talked about timing. Yep. Talk about inflation next. I mean,
and longevity is another big one, especially here in Hawaii, because we know. Look at your parents, right? You know, you know, according to the Social Security Administration, one out of every 365-year-olds today will live past 90, and one out of seven will live past age 95. So if you need to save more to make that post-retirement budget stack up, you know, man. I tell my clients, you know, for example, a 1% increase in your 401k contribution, earning, let's say they earn $50,000 a year, you know that 1% would translate to a pay reduction of only $9 a week. And, you know, when you look at it that that way, it's not that much to give up, but it will make such a big impact in the long run, you know?
Yeah, that's so important. And people, but, you know, the young kids, they want to live for today. You know,
absolutely. I get
but
it.
The facts, you know, the facts are true. You live longer here than any other place. And it's just something that I think people got are slowly coming to grips with.
Yep.
But inflation, gosh, I mean, you know, people bash Trump. But I mean, tell you, if Trump wasn't in office, our stock market wouldn't be at its soaring rate as it is today. I'll tell you that right now.
I agree with you. You know, for inflation, as far as a risk, you know, we use measures such as cars. Like, for instance, a Mustang back in 1970 was something like $2,000. Today, it's something like $35,000. That's a pretty good, sizable increase. But when you look at health care, that's the big one. When it's tied to long-term care, that's huge, the increase in cost, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it's something that, you know, we don't think about today, but, you know, we do this every day, you and I, and we really need to make people understand, you know, I've told us before, the largest budgeted department in almost in every state is usually typically is the Department of Education. It's not in Hawaii. It hasn't been in Hawaii for a couple of 3 years. It's the Department of Human Services, and that's Medicaid for health insurance and Medicaid for long-term care. Mm-hmm. And like the federal government, the two biggest departments, budget department is Medicare and Social Security. And that takes up 2/3 of the budget. And it's crazy, and it's not going to go down.
Yep. And, you know, there's all kinds of myths and versus facts out there regarding long-term care. One big one that I get all the time, Percy, is they believe their health insurance will cover all of their long-term care costs. And I tell them, no, that's a myth. Health insurance rarely covers ongoing chronic care type needs, you know, such as extended stays, right? You know, most health plans are intended for covered, skilled, short-term medical care, not for long-term care. Yeah. You know, that's a big one. Of course, Medicare, that's another one, right? I've been told that Medicare will cover all my costs, Garrett. Is that true? Actually, that's another myth, right? Medicare is generally available for people over 65, but it's based limited amounts, right, for skilled care, not intended for long-term care.
Yeah, we've done several shows on Medicare, and, you know, I deal with seniors on a regular basis, and I found something new that I did that nobody on any of my Medicare shows, Medicare experts, have told me. And maybe they never experienced it. So I'm golfing with a buddy of mine, and he's 62. His wife is 68. And he go. I said, so, oh, your wife's 68? Oh, what kind of Medicare does she have? This is an enrollment period now. And he goes, she doesn't have Medicare. I said, what are you talking about? She's 68. She can get 65. No, she didn't work as many quarters. She doesn't even have Social Security.
Yes.
So I said, no, there's got to be a fix to that. So he has bought private insurance, like 800 something bucks a month for his wife through his company plan.
Amazing.
So, and I don't know, I didn't know this, so I don't know if you know this, but So I called my Medicare friend and said, hey, this picture doesn't seem right to me. He goes, it is wrong. She can get Medicare through his health, his insurance, through his company. And it'll be less than the $800. It's the regular Medicare. So it goes through his company as long as they're married. And, you know, so talk to your financial advisor or give Gary Fosse a call. Or when it comes to Medicare, I can refer to a Medicare expert. But for Social Security, I said, so she doesn't get Social Security either. No, she doesn't. She didn't work enough work hours. So he said, let me call my Social Security friend. And I did. And they said, no, she can get part of his as long as they're married. But she's not. He's not 65. No, he's 62, though. So she can get a portion of his Social Security until he files on claim, because he's going to work probably until 65. So she can cover, get part of his Social Security now, and it would not affect him at all. So this is stuff I'm learning. And it's funny. I was golfing this guy quite a bit, and just happened out of blue, he asked me these kind of questions. Like, I'll figure it, I'll find out. So if you guys have a question out there, call, email, or text me, leave me a message, and I'll find out from you. I deal with all kind of experts, and I didn't even know these things. So I learn every day, every week. So, but yeah.
You know, Percy, that's awesome. You know, you mentioned about retirement planning for the very start. And, you know, some people, I believe it or not, I've heard them tell me, hey, you know what, Social Security, Garrett, could be my primary source of retirement income. And I tell them, you know, the average monthly Social Security benefit, this was in 2018, but the average was $1,400. That's less than $17,000 a year. And how are you going to sustain at that, right?
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize that when retirement planning has always been three legs, right? Mm-hmm. And people, I don't know what to figure, what, 60% of people live on Social Security only in Hawaii? That's scary.
Scary. It is scary. You know, Kiplinger, Percy, said this. They said the biggest threat to retirement wealth is withdrawing too much money from a shrinking nest egg, because there may not be enough left to benefit from the inevitable market rebound. So, you know, it's the shrinking nest egg, right?
Yeah, and well, I mean, if you got a nest egg, I mean, geez, I mean, you'd be surprised how many people don't. I was talking a couple other day, 60 years old. They just got a new condo.
Oh.
$300,000 loan. Say, wow, 30 years, yep. Wow, how are you going to retire with a mortgage payment till you're 90? You know? So hopefully they make early payments. If not, I told them, look at the reverse mortgage down the road. People don't realize the reverse mortgage, you can still make payments if you want to.
Absolutely.
You know? But you're not required to, but at least you have an option to do that.
Options are good. Options.
You always want to have options, you know.
Yes.
But retirement planning, you know that story I tell you about Mount Everest. You know, most advisors want you to get you to the peak in life.
Yeah.
That's retirement. But make sure your advisor talks to you about how to come down the mountain, right, Garrett?
Absolutely. You know, they say more people are injured on the descent of Mount Everest, right?
Yep.
On the descent, like retirement planning, it's not the accumulation that hurts people. It's the distribution of what they've accumulated.
Or they didn't plan for long-term care. The plan failed. But everybody, the goal was to plan to get to the top of Mount Everest. They planned that. They don't really plan as well coming down, you know?
I actually had a good client, person, sorry to interrupt, but I just had a client this morning come in and tell me, you know, he's thinking about accumulating wealth and using that to pay long-term care. And I said, you know, that's great on your part that you're looking at it that way, but consider this. Imagine he said $250,000 is what he's going to save up for long-term care. But imagine if he had transferred that to the insurance company and let them take that risk and have that $250,000 to have a lifestyle in retirement. He's not going to have a lifestyle thinking he's got to save that to take care of long-term care, you see?
Well, you know, it's
but
just
some
education.
Guys look at it that way.
It's just education.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, because, you know, let's just say an average care home, you know, limited, you know, care, very low-level care, let's say it's $5,000 a month for round number six.
Okay.
Today, I'm 60. So let's just say I needed it at 85. That's 25 years from now. How much would that care be 25 years from now?
Ooh,
$10,000, $12,000, $15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, we're not building enough homes today. In fact, this morning's newspaper said we need 50,000 homes. That's just to get, you know, get everything in line with the market. That's what the need is out there through the surveys. Well, we're only building lucky 5,000 a year, you know, and we're not going to get there. So it's just something that real estate is very expensive here. The cost of care is going to be very expensive. And 250,000, it sounds like a good number, but
it's going to go.
What happens
quickly.
When you run out?
Absolutely. You know, Mutual of Omaha did a study, a cost of care study in 2015, released in 2016. And Percy, for Hawaii, home health aid, which is custodial care, $2,575 per hour. So
yeah.
That's on the low end.
That's about right.
Nursing home, $426 per day.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe that. Yeah. And of course, that's on the high end, but still, I have a colleague in this office. His father is in his 90s. They're paying $12,000 plus a year.
A month.
$12,000 plus a month
yeah.
for nursing home care.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
So how long will that $250 last? So it's just something that people got to realize. You want to pay dollar for dollar or leverage dollars.
There you go.
You know, before Mutual of Omaha bought our mortgage company, I bought my long-term care insurance through Mutual of Omaha, believe it or not. And then when they bought it, I go, wow, I didn't even know that. But I did my research and my study. And for my specific situation, I don't sell insurance. But for my specific situation, for me and my wife, we felt that was the best plan.
Hey, Percy, you know? At any time in the future you decide to sell long-term care insurance, you know who to come talk to, right?
No,
because
I
you know more than most that I've met. So
yeah.
I'd be open arms. So you just let me know when you're ready to come represent us on that front.
No. I'll just give you a call. You guys will take care of that stuff.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be licensed or anything else. But
I like it the way it is. I like that you send so many people to us here to help.
It's just something that, you know, like I said, I want to send people to experts. I mean, I know a lot of stuff, but I'm just an expert in mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
I will just find out what's going on and refer you out to somebody that's an expert, because identifying the problem is one of the biggest things that we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's whether it's insurance or annuities or investments or long-term care insurance, but it's just that because I work in an older demographic, I see so many people needing care. And, you know, like you said, the biggest thing is the worry for people that are seniors is not dying, not worried about dying, they're worried about living longer and running out of money. That's a true, and I see this every week, every day.
That is amazing, and you're absolutely correct.
You know, but you guys do have one of the best long-term care insurance plans, and can you give us a little brief overview of what that really is? And like I think if you're married and if you're both in decent health, I would look at a shared plan.
You know, Mutual of Omaha, you know, I'm a little biased, of course, but in the marketplace, many insurers have came into the market and have left already. They no longer offer long-term care insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Mutual of Omaha, our CEO has come out, clearly said, we are in it for the long haul. So I'm so excited about it because what we have is such a strong policy. But people don't understand what it is and how it works, you know. I first tell them, they ask me, so how will I get the benefit, Garrett? There's these things that's called activities of daily living. And I tell people, when you wake up in the morning, what do you do? There's six things. Everything from transferring out of bed to feeding yourself. If you can't do two of those things, it triggers the benefits.
Yeah, and it's something that's leveraged dollars, not dollar for dollar. And
that's
what people need to understand that. And, you know, AARP came out with research about, I don't know, 7 years ago that women would need some form of care, 79% of women, and 69% of men. That's like 7, 8 years ago. So I would just tell you it's about 80% now and 70% for women. It's something that's not a matter. When I got into business, it was if you're going to need long-term care 18 years ago. It's when today.
Well, you know, reasonable people believe they're going to live a long life, right? The reality of living a long life, especially in Hawaii, getting old, is that eventually many people will get sick and need care. And how are you going to fund this? That's the question.
Well, let alone who. Let's say your kids. All my kids take care of me. Well, okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I've heard that.
That's
my
another
ohana
story.
Will take care of me, right? But we all know people are busy. You know, people are busy. And in today's society, adult children are more apt to live further away from their parents. Not in my case, but in according to research, that's the way it is. You know, and many adult children taking less vacation time, working longer hours. I even heard a statistic where caregivers are getting dying before the actual
person cared for.
Yes.
Well, for like husband and wives, the wives will pass away before our husband will pass away for, because they're dealing with everything. You know, dealing with all the care, the finances, you know, meals, transportation, everything that they did every single day. They have to deal with these kind of issues.
You know, Percy, I know you focused on seniors and have done so much for them, but younger people need to know about long-term care because they tell me, hey, I'm too young, Garrett, for long-term care. And the fact is, long-term care is not just for the elderly. Nearly 41% of long-term care is provided to people under age 65 who need help. You know, so it's not just for the elderly.
Yeah, they got to realize that car accidents, you know, the football player that dove in the water at the wall, Waikiki, he's wheelchair bound. It just depends on what risk you want to take.
Yep.
But, we just got to really think about that.
You know, I tell people, Percy, you know, long-term care insurance plans are designed to help you stay at home and age in place. And I'd say consider it, quote, nursing home avoidance insurance, right?
Yeah.
You know, because everyone I've met so far, they want to stay home and get the care at home. So consider it nursing home avoidance insurance.
Yeah, so if you have a policy, I'd recommend you give Garrett a call and make sure that your policy is still in effect, how it works, you know, you're still paying premiums, hopefully, how it works. And the biggest problem today is that when you want to file a claim, what's that process like? Who do you call? You can actually re-up your insurance or change your insurance, but that's another day for another story that you can talk to Garrett about. But it's something that I think people really need to find out and talk to the kids or have the kids come with you and meet with Garrett to really start planning that out. And I recommend everybody, you know, when you're at that age, talk to the kids or get the kids involved, you know. It's just something we really recommend that.
Thank you, Percy. That's great.
Yeah. So, Gary, real quick, give us your phone number or website or email, whatever you want to give them so they can contact you.
Our phone number here in Honolulu, 808-942-8133.
And what about, do you guys have a local website or a national website?
You know, I actually have a website I'd like to share.
Yeah.
It's mwheeler.incomeforlifemodel.com helping the people with retirement income planning specifically. But of course, we have a general website, but the one I shared is specific.
Yeah.
And I think people will find it very interesting with movies and other things.
Yeah. Well, like my website, you know, Mutual of Omaha, it's Google Mutual of Omaha and my name, Percy Ihara. You'll find my website. I actually have a video about myself that I put on there.
Right.
But we have a lot of reverse mortgage information in there. But yeah, Gary, it's so important. One last tip for our listeners out there that you would give advice to.
Last tip. You know what? My feeling is that something is better than nothing. So no matter what, get something, it's better than nothing. Do what you can afford. That's the key.
Okay, here's my tip. Call Garrett if you want financial information. And if you want aging information, call me or go to my website, because sometimes you might need more. But my advocacy is really talk to somebody. Have a professional on your side. So, Garrett, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Percy.
As always, aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.